You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, on a Wednesday, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast.
He's back!
Yes, sir. We back in this, man. Oh, man, we about to cut up today, man. It ain't even much to say, man. It's crazy out here, man. It's crazy. But anyway, man, I'm excited to be back on another live. I'm excited to be back on another episode, back on the best fitness podcast out. Where's my button? Back on the illest fitness podcast out. Back on the coolest, the coldest, the most entertaining, the dopest, the illest, the realest, the funniest, got the most haters on the podcast, the most trolls on the podcast, and it is what it is, and we're going to keep this podcast going, man. But listen, like I said, it's going to be wild. I need y'all to hit the like button. I need first-timers especially to hit the like button. So I could pop up in y'all algorithm. Returners, you know the deal. It's a lot of returners that don't hit the like button. I need y'all to hit the like button. And y'all, and the people that's not returning, if you get mad and want to leave, y'all hit the like button too. But listen, man, it ain't too much fluff. Oh, I got one thing to say. Y'all see I'm posting some sports takes. A lot of y'all and ninjas don't know what y'all talking about when it comes to sports. So I got to start cooking y'all in the sports and not just fitness. Okay, it is what it is. All right. And listen, this is my thing, man. If you're going to talk trash about C. Marty Fit, if you say he don't get people results, if you say he don't know what he's doing, if you say he's toxic and he just is trying to make jokes and he's fat phobic, you better have some damn results. You better still not be walking around big back as hell. Big belly as hell. Heavy as hell. Face swollen as hell. Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists swollen as hell. And it is what it is. And built like you about to play in the Super Bowl. You better have some results. But anyway, let me stop before I get on a tangent. Let me save that for the show. Let me save that for the show, and let's get in these comments, and we're going to get the show started. I didn't mean to press the StreamYard. Just finished up in the gym. Let me hurry up and cook dinner before Marty start with the bullshit. And you already know what it is. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Can't wait for another fire episode. What's going on, Marsha?
Welcome to the show.
Wicked Scorpion, what up? Andy and Dolly, what up? Marsha, Mad Spunks, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Another workout, another live. You know the deal. You know how it go. Tasha on a live this late.
Welcome to the show.
Steph on the live. Nikki, Shy, what's good? Forgive me, I had Popeye's chicken after the gym, but I still have some leftovers for lunch. I already know you lying. Big Spider in the building. Don't be calling my squad Sacramento whack. The Wizards can't even beat Dunbar or Anna. Yo, shut up. You're a Kings fan? Oh, yeah. You're out of here early, bro.
Strike three, you're up.
You're cooked. Mona, hey, sexy fan. What up? If you blitz the vending machine at work like Miles Garrett today, don't watch the podcast. And you already know. And we will be talking about that. Marcia said hit the like button. Marty, what up? What up, sucking at games? I may start watching NBA again. It's getting very interesting. Okay, Coach Pope, fitness, absolutely. Let him cook. You know that. We cooking today.
Let him cook.
Super Bowl Sunday is coming. Who's winning the Super Bowl? Spider-Mo, who's winning the Super Bowl? Jennifer said, hey, just finished my lamb stew meal prep. Absolutely. Popeyes is what? Hey, yo. How's the weather in Sacktown, Spidey? How's the weather in Sacktown, Spidey? Y'all got DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine again. Y'all the Chicago Bulls all over again. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get this episode started, man. Oops. All right, we have this lady here said, listen, she said, stop getting on her nerves. She said, when you big and you doing your thing, you going to get on people's nerves. People going to hate.
Nope.
They ain't going to like it.
Nope.
So you just got to do what you supposed to do.
Nope.
Let's check it out. Y'all going to love this one. And we starting to show off hot early. We ain't playing no games today.
What'd that say?
Oh, yeah, this one. My bad.
No matter what you do, you're always going to be pissing someone off. So you may as well be yourself, get crazy, and inspire someone along the way. So get out there and be you.
Who the hell you inspiring?
No matter what you do, you're always going to be pissing someone off. So you may as well be yourself, get crazy, and inspire someone along the way. So get out there and be you.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off too if I was trying to eat my food and you in the restaurant doing that.
Nope.
You at the bar doing that.
Nope.
I'm trying to eat my clean meal. You at the bar doing that.
Nope.
Who are you inspiring? Only thing you inspiring is thick-ass ankles and thick-ass wrists.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who going to have big mama arms.
This is inappropriate, man.
No matter what you do, you're always going to be pissing someone off. So you may as well be yourself, get crazy, and inspire someone along the way. So get out there and be you.
That's a lot of jiggle and a lot of wiggle.
No matter what you do, you're always going to be pissing someone off. So you may as well be yourself, get crazy, and inspire someone along the way. So get out there and be you.
And this is my thing. You sitting here talking about pissing people off because you think it's people hating on you.
Big back activity.
You think people wish they was that big.
Belly, belly.
I'm here to tell you that's not the case. And I'm here to tell you we do not care.
We do not care.
Listen, you want to walk around with your arms and legs jiggling like that?
We do not care.
It's inappropriate. Ain't nobody trying to look at that while I'm trying to eat. I'm not trying to look at cottage cheese while I'm trying to eat.
We do not care.
That's why people is pissed off. Nobody's hating on you. Nobody woke up in the morning talking about, yeah, I wish I was 500 pounds.
Big back activity.
Nobody woke up and said that. Nobody said, I'm going to wake up today. I hope I can't get up a flight of steps. That's not what happened. Nobody woke up this morning and said, hey, I hope I can't fit in the car. I guarantee you that's not what happened. Okay, you and Dank DeMoss big ass need to take y'all delusional ass to Planet Fitness and get out of Planet Fatness.
Nope.
Planet Thickness. Y'all need to get up out of there. Y'all out y'all minds. This shit is getting crazy. I'm tired of y'all living in DeLulu land and trying to put it on us like we hating on y'all. Don't nobody want to be like y'all. Stop coping because y'all wish y'all was skinny. Y'all don't wish y'all was that big. Y'all addicted to sugar.
Nope.
Addicted to grease.
Nope.
Addicted to sweets.
Nope.
Addicted to, did I say sugar? I think I said sugar.
Nope.
Y'all addicted to all that shit, man. No, I don't wish that. See, I need to take y'all big ass somewhere. And this is that bullshit.
Bullshit?
It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's get these comments. It's getting crazy out here, man. About to break the stool. Where we at in these comments, man? That chair is going to break. Absolutely. Ma'am, there's children in there. The kids don't want to see that. You're scaring the kids away. She probably fell over off camera. good Lord, them shorts nearly hanging on. I don't know where. She must have made them shorts because I know she ain't bought them in the store. I bet she smells horrible. I feel bad for people sitting by her. Yo, that's crazy, bruh. You can be big and clean, though. Hate means we want to be a big blob that can't walk five steps without being out of breath. She's fucking crazy. What is doing to that poor chair? It needs to be wiped down. Ew. Oh, my God. That's how it smell like cheese curls and curdled milk. The funk. That's a heavy humper. Just wanted to say peace, Marty. I'm working tonight, so I'll catch the replay. Hey, appreciate you, CC. Hit that like button when you come back, CC, and shout out to the playback gang. What is her point? Ain't nobody hating on you, darling. They mad because you gyrating on that small-ass stool. Chunk funk fucking up people's appetites at whatever restaurant that is. That look like I don't even know what that look like. Like a crab boil place. So I know I know an extra stink in there. Smell like fish and doo-doo. The seat fighting for its life. That's how cheese is made. The lower part of her legs are small. Man, listen, bruh. We're cooked. These big girls have lost their mind. And listen, somebody got to keep it real. And y'all ninjas in they DM.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'm telling y'all mamas, and y'all need to be ashamed of yourselves. Get her big back ass off the screen, and I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button, because that right there is unacceptable. And we not rocking with that on this podcast. And y'all trolling in my comments, y'all built like her. Hold on, let me put it back up here. All y'all trolls in my comments that get mad, talk about I hate black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's what y'all built like, and that's why y'all feel that way. It is what it is. Big back always want to grind on a man, but can't grind in the gym. Listen, baby, you worry about the wrong grinding. Baby, you worry about the wrong bump and grind. You worry about the wrong bump and grind. You need to bump your AirPods and grind in the gym. And stop trying to bump into ninjas and grind on ninjas. Her legs look odd. That chair is traumatized for life. Ginormous woman. You can't even see her knees no more. She ain't got no knees. You know why she ain't got no knees? Because she fell down.
My leg went out.
She fell down, lost her circulation.
My leg went out.
So she had to have surgery. Marriage not in her future, let alone her life not in her... let alone her life not in her future either. Well, you know what? It's going to be a big back simp that might cuff her up. Big back simp might cuff her up, man. Ain't nothing wrong with a big woman. I like my woman big. Listen, baby. I need something to grab. I can't have no skinny chick. You know how ninjas be. Somebody might cuff it. Might be somebody on this podcast, but, you know, might be Spider-Mo, but I ain't going to say no names. Anyway, I'm killing y'all. Let's keep this episode going. Hit the like button, all right? Now, if you saw my social media, you saw the vending machine video, man. All right. Let's if you didn't see it, you didn't see it. I mean, let's go now. All right, let's check it out. Oh no, this is the wrong video. Hold up. That's the wrong video. We are going to watch that video, but we're going to watch this video first. Hold up. We're going to watch that video. My bad. We meant this video. This is what we're watching.
broke the machine.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, I don't want to hear nothing about hormones. Hold on, I'm going to pull this down for a second. I don't want to hear nothing about hormones, black women struggling because of stress. I don't want to hear PCOS. I don't want to hear menopause. Ladies, I don't want to hear nothing because y'all out here breaking vending machines. Listen. Listen, 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 listen.
She broke the machine.
Listen. Listen, I understand if the vending machine takes your dollar, you're going to be upset. Okay? I'll be upset too. But listen, you got to take that L. Go back to work, pick up some overtime, get your side hustle on. You'll get the dollar back. But if you that mad that your dollar got stuck in the vending machine, you the biggest of backs.
Big back activity.
She might as well play Super Bowl Sunday. The Eagles might as well pick her up. So the Chiefs don't three-peat big back ass.
Big back activity.
This is ridiculous.
She broke the machine.
Then I reacted to this joint. They talking about, well, she not that big. Well, she ain't that small.
Dom the Monko.
They talking about she not that big. Well, listen, she ain't athletic and fit because she wouldn't be trying to run down that vending machine like that. That shit is crazy. And only one community going to do
it. I'm not going to say what race, what people, you know, black people.
No.
Then if something happens, she's going to be trying to sue the building where the vending machine is or the vending machine company if something happens. Black people, something else. This right here is the biggest, this might be the biggest backers activity of 2025 thus far. Crashing out. For some damn, what was the snack? Let's see if we can figure out what the snack was that fell. Let's see. She hit the, let's see. She hit the snack, boom. What's that fell? What's that red bag at the bottom right there? What's that? Some big back shit?
Big back activity.
Oh, I know what that is.
It's barbecue in there.
She got, it's fries in the vending machine, big back.
It's Wendy's.
She got burgers in the big back, in a big back vending machine.
It's Burger King.
I'm trying to figure out what that red bag is. This is ridiculous. I've never seen nothing like this. And you could get her big back ass off my screen, and I'm killing y'all today, man. Oh, brother. Won't be a high value man, be a broker man, bars. That's a huge bitch. I can't get that sound. I ain't going to call... I know it's a soundbite, but I'm not going to be having a soundbite that's calling women the B word on here. That's ultimate way to get canceled. I can't do that, bro. Like I do, I push it far enough. I push the limits far enough. I'm not doing that. That's crazy, bro. I can't do that. My mother would be like, boy, what's wrong with you? I raised you better than that. My mom probably watching like, I'm going to knock him out. Jabba the... Yeah, that's crazy. You know, black people, girl broke the machine for free snacks. Trashy, absolutely. What's the next one? All that for some cheap junk food in the vending machine. Call Jenny Craig. Crazy. That's how people get hurt messing with those vending machines. The vending machine almost ripped open. Yep. She crashed out for some Cheetos. 49ers need a new edge rusher for next year. I think it's Skittles. I think it is Skittles. Palmer's back. What up, Palmer's? Marty, you got my auntie in the thumbnail. Hey.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, son. Your auntie would not like that comment. Your auntie would not like that comment. But if it's your auntie, guess what? It's my auntie, too.
Dom DeMarco.
I got a couple aunties built like that. Oh, I love them to death. And I tell them that, too. Don't think I won't. If I was Ravens, I would trade for her third down running back. So you getting rid of Derrick Henry for her? Yeah, Wicked Scorpion, that's wild. I can't do that, bro. The big back attack is crazy on the snack machine. Big back attack on the snack machine, boss.
Dom DeMarco.
All right, I showed a preview of the video. hold up, Brown Baldy. She ran faster to the vending machine than she did running to the gym. Facts. All right, I showed a preview of the video. We got the Popeyes Don Julio collab. So they actually went to some people went to Popeyes and brought their Don Julio and had some bottle girls bring out the Don Julio and chicken. Black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
At this point, black community wants to be fat. Black community don't want to make a change. They don't want to get fit. The black community, all they want to do is sit around and complain, blame white people. Where my white people button at?
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Sit around, complain, blame white people, not do shit, and continue the same shit that they complaining about. And make no change. That is insanity. Doing the same shit without changing your process. Literally, that's insanity. Let's check it out. This shit right here is crazy. Julio. Hey. Julio. What in the world is going on, black people?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I tell you what, I ain't see this as sweet green.
Nope.
I ain't see this at chopped salad.
Nope.
I didn't see this at any of those. What's the other place? What's the other? I can't think of the name right now, but the little Mediterranean spot that's like Chipotle that's in the white neighborhoods.
Nope.
Not Cava. It's another one. I don't see this at those restaurants.
Nope.
At those fast food restaurants. But I see it where the ninjas are.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We love fried chicken and alcohol, man. We love fried chicken and alcohol. And hold up. What that sign say? That orange sign that the taller young lady is holding says chocolate chip biscuit.
You know, black people.
No. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Chocolate chip biscuit. We love doing all the shit that keeps us fat. We don't want to look at the habits. And yes, I know this might be a skit. Yes, I know this might be a joke. But this is real life. If Popeyes actually offered this service, ninjas would be in there spending a whole check on bottle service at Popeyes. This right here is crazy, man. We're cooked. And I know they're young. It's not they're not technically obese, the people in this video.
Nope.
But what's this going to turn into in 20 years?
Nope.
You think it's going to turn into a super fit body?
Nope.
Nope. This is going to be the aunties and uncles telling the next generation, man, you doing all that working out for what, man? You're supposed to get fat when you get older, man.
Nope.
If she don't love you fat, then she never love you to begin with.
Nope.
A real man going to love these rolls.
Nope.
A real man going to love these curves.
My leg went out.
And you wondering why your leg went out? Because you eating chicken legs. Bars. Shit crazy out here, man. Shit is crazy out here, bro. But hey, look, it is what it is, man. I can't save everybody. I'm trying to help the people that want to get help. And it's Black History Month. So listen, hold up. Off topic from fitness. Hold up. Y'all got mad because Uncle T was out here. Didn't want to acknowledge Black History Month, and this is what y'all doing, Black History Month. Do not get me started on the black community today because I'm trying to keep it fitness, but this is what we doing in Black History Month. Our ancestors rolling over in the grave right now. Man, we did all that fighting for them to be at Popeyes with 1942 Don Julio. Y'all ninjas are embarrassing.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
BBA and big back ass ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, they going to cancel me today. Being black is tough sometimes.
You know, black people.
No.
Trifling behavior, for sure trifling.
Your back has a back.
As behavior. These fat, big back ninjas would never march with Martin Luther King Jr. during the civil rights movement. They would have got tired after the first 10 steps. Yeah, I'm going back. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Cool with slavery. I'm going back. I don't want to march. I don't want to march. Ass ninjas. Of course they got to be ninjas. They wouldn't physically be able to without running out of breath. Right. Only running you do is running out of breath. Hold up. Only running you do is don't nobody run in the family. Last time I went to Sweet Green, I was the only black person at that time. Me too. Me too. I've never been in Sweet Green and not been the only black person. I'm always the only black person in Sweet Green when I go there. That's a fact. Never heard of Sweet Green. It's a salad spot, Wicked Scorpion. Where you from, Chicago, Wicked Scorpion? They got Sweet Green, and they should have Sweet Green in Chicago. I've officially lost faith in our culture because we be doing dumb, stupid-ish. Absolutely. Exactly. Nah. It's not. Nah. Sweet Green's not a Southern restaurant. It's a salad spot, brother. It's in all the major cities, bro. Hey, Wicked Scorpion, you got to get out the south side of Chicago. Go down there where they make the little Lake Green on St. Patrick's Day. I bet you it's a Sweet Green around there. shout out to Chi-Town, man. She ran in that machine like Mack Truck ran in the kit on Knight Rider in the 80s. Yeah, Mark Carter, that's before my time. I don't even know what you're talking about, brother. Marty, I heard you was in there like, let me get 3 boxes of Don Chicken, 12 biscuits, some 1942, and a chocolate shorty holding a bottle. You know I got to go. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
Break free, you're out.
You're out of here, brother. Kirsten Gilbert called a live. Hi, Marty. Missed you last week. Hey, welcome to the live. Sit back.
Welcome to the show.
Sit back, relax, have a good time. We're cooking the black community right
I'm
now.
I'm not going to say what look, race, what people.
Listen, if you're in the white community, don't think we're not cooking the white community today. We cooking the white community because y'all lost y'all damn minds too. Wait till we get there. This shit is, I don't want to give it away, but this shit is crazy. America's crazy. Sweet Green is a healthy salad restaurant where you can get a salmon salad with a real piece of salmon portion with your choice of greens. Absolutely. If these ninjas would be as passionate about fitness and shit that matters instead of dumb shit, they wouldn't be fat. Why us, Doug? I am not sure why us. I'm not sure. I can't even remember last time I went to Popeyes. Looks like so T miss much. I think you got a typo there, Machete. They're celebrating the Dallas LA trade. Hey, hey, you know what though, Mark Carter, ninjas gonna celebrate anything. Ninjas gonna look for a reason to drink. You know what I'm saying? Ninjas had a good day at work. Yeah, I had a good day. Celebrate. Get a bottle. Ninjas gonna celebrate anything. Cole Elite Fitness, welcome to the show. Oh my bad, I didn't mean to press that. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hope you enjoy yourself. Hit the like button. Just hit legs, did my 40 minutes of cardio. Got to get right no matter what. Absolutely. Being black ain't tough. It's these big back ninjas make it tough on themselves. Yeah, Chicagoland area. Yeah, I bet you they got a Sweet Green over there. Uncle T said that Popeye's all DEI hires.
Strike three, you're out.
Hey, you got to get the fuck out of here, bro. Yo, Spider-Mo, you got to get out of here, bro. DEI hires on Bottle Girls is crazy, bro. DEI Bottle Girls is crazy. Which I'll find this guy. Oh, man. I don't live in Old South Side. I live in Naperville. Yeah, there's one in Naperville. Hey, Wicked Scorpion was quick, man. I don't live in Southside, ninja. What's wrong with you, bro? My bad, bro. Shout out to the Southside. you should go. All right, when you go there tomorrow, let me know how that went on Friday's show. All right, let me know how that go, man. Mark Carter, I know what you mean by Knight Rider. Yeah, hey, look, Hey, look, Brown, Baldy, Mark Carter. I ain't see that. I'm sorry. So now I gotta go watch the movie so I know what y'all talking about, man. I never been to Sweet Green, but one is opening in my nearby wealthy white neighborhood. Hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with taking a trip out there, man. Take a trip out there, get you a little salad with a piece of protein, little sparkling water, or a little one of them little teas they got. You know what I'm saying? Get a little pressed juice. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I did it after a workout a couple weeks ago. These companies look at black people as consumers and as a joke altogether. Definitely. CIA working. Always notice Big Macs have bad attitudes because of the food they eat and the way they smell. Smelling like 3-day-old turkey thawed out from Thanksgiving. And I'm about to show y'all, too. I'm about to show y'all how people act in these fast food restaurants, like Popeyes.
Blood had chicken from Popeyes.
Like Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
I wish they had the same energy for Whole Foods opening a store in their neighborhood or LA Fitness Center, opening a branch in their hood. That's not happening. Ninjas just go to the, never mind, I ain't going to say that. That's a little insensitive. It's the truth, though. Wicked Scorpion in the south side of Chicago is crazy. Wicked Scorpion on O Block. Oh, man. Inglewood, a lot of ghetto shit going down there. Oh, yeah, man. The day-old turkey. F Sweet Greens, I'm going to Popeyes. That joint lit. Yeah, you're a ninja. You're a ninja. All right, man. So we got the bottle service at Burger King. Now let's check out how people act. And fast food and what it does to your mood and your attitude. What does it do? Let's check it out.
Acting like you're skinny as f***, ugly as f***. Looking
bitch.
Like a dog.
Look at you working at Burger King, getting minimum wage.
Right.
Oh, man.
I can see how $16 a year.
Yeah, the food got us. The food got us, man. Arguing with the cashier at Burger King, like, come on, man. Is the grease in the food? I don't know what it is. The sugar in the sugary drinks? I don't know if it's the greasy French fries, but this is ridiculous.
Right. You can never get my wage.
Right.
You want that Burger King?
My God, I wish you were here.
I'm waiting for work. Yes, $60,000 a year.
This is crazy.
Big statements?
You go to the gym, you're not acting like that. You eat a salad, you're not acting like that.
Nope.
Recording. You're not recording already. Being tough, you gay fat.
Okay, bye. Don't be a lie.
It's Burger King.
And listen, I'm not knocking nobody what they make. I'm not rich, but you walking around, you make $60,000 a year, and you spending all your money on fast food.
It's Burger King.
And had a nerve to flex on somebody.
It's Burger King.
How idiotic is that?
It's Burger King.
You bragging how much money you make a year, but your out of shape, fat ass, sluggish ass is at Burger King.
It's Burger King.
That's not high class.
It's Burger King.
Okay? So get the fuck out of here with
this. It's Burger King.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing for our community. I got 20 years on C. Marty. Knight Rider's a TV show. All right, I'm going to check it out, man. The Food Karen, a.k.a. the Burger Ghetto Queen. Horrible. She makes $60,000 a year, and yet she still haven't bought a gym membership. That's what I'm saying.
Ain't
buy no gym membership, but you spend it. And you know she go for the fast food a couple times a week, built like that. All right? That ain't just a one-time thing, acting like that. Look at her face. Enough said she crashing out at Burger King because she can't have it her way. Shameful, Marsha. She act like she make $100,000. Girl, bye.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Her voice sound like her mouth full of marbles. Facts. People who work out usually be like, look, yo, I just did legs. Let me get my food and go. Exactly. They get minimum wage and she got maximum belly.
Let him cook.
Crazy. Poor thing is eating too many sugar cubes and carrots, but her mane is laying flat. Man. She work at Burger King, but she want a burger from there. Carl Winslow need to take that wig off. Calling him a gay faggot, but the weight make her sound like a they them.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey yo, yeah, Mads. 60K a year is not a flex. I mean, listen, man, listen, we don't money shame here, man. If you got a job, you know what I'm saying, you're getting consistent money, you paying your bills, you're surviving out here in this economy, I'm proud of you. But listen, don't be acting like a dickhead, and that's what you make. And you at Burger King on top of that. That's crazy. Her voice deeper than mine, Carl Winslow. Absolutely. Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. Let's keep this show going, man. Hey, listen, man. Fat personal trainers.
Nope.
We got to cut it out. We actually reviewed this video before, but someone else reacted to it. And I got to touch this topic sometimes. And I got to hear y'all thoughts, because we know y'all don't like fat personal trainers either. Let's check it out. I says,
no. Now, I am going to be respectful, and I suggest that you guys also do.
Being fit and looking fit are two completely different things. Oh, Lord.
Do the same, but let's go over some things. And please watch the whole video before you decide to become a comment warrior. It was regularly observed in the literature that people who were overweight but active were more healthy than those who were overweight but inactive. This led, mistakenly, to the fat but healthy movement, which meant that people who were carrying
can't be fat and healthy.
Too much fat said, I'm healthy because I'm active. Problem is, you have multiple categories. You have not fat and inactive, which is also unhealthy. And then you have fat but active.
So if you're inactive and living a sedentary life, you're not healthy.
Which, as they took a look at it, they realized that people who were overweight, even if they were active, were still at greater cardiovascular risk. Two things can be true at once. You would be healthier to be active while being overweight than inactive, but that same person, i.e. the person here, would be healthier if she lost body fat.
Body fat is toxins in your body. You will be healthier if you drop that.
Now, from a psychological standpoint, this is a person that has clearly dealt with some issues when it comes to food in the past. And even if she isn't looking to actively lose fat at this time, which I don't know if that is a goal for her or not, she is trying to do things that are actively working towards bettering her health. However, I do want people like her to recognize that this is not true. Because then you will only view it as active versus inactive and not actually look into the fact that there are ways to get healthier that include losing body fat. TNFO.
All bars. We're not going to spend too much time on that, but listen, it's nothing wrong with being a work in progress. But don't be delusional with that shit. All right? You still got some work to do. You 40% body fat, you still got some work to do. And some of these trainers is more than that. She sound like Luke father. Y'all funny, man. Not to shame, but you can't shit on some making minimum wage if you make 60K. That's damn near minimum wage in the DMV. That's a fact. Ain't going too far in the DMV. Oh, James Earl Jones sounding ass. Everyone thinks there's some linebacker or a strongman, which is why they call themselves fat and healthy. Yeah, people underestimate the type of shape and the strength and the physical output these guys in the NFL could do. You're not doing that, big Bertha. You sound like Piccolo. Fat and healthy, like saying you're slow but fast. She's a work in progress. I know I am. No shame in it, but you got to strive for a better body composition. Absolutely. Yeah, eating unhealthy while exercising is a waste of time. And what else is a waste of time is entering a bodybuilding competition and you ain't do no bodybuilding. White people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
White people took an L today. This is worse than the Popeye shit we just watched. Let's check it out. What the heck? Hold up. This wasn't confidence. This was me taking back my life. And listen, apparently she lost 100 pounds. I'm proud of you, but that don't mean you need to go step on a bodybuilding stage and enter that competition. What the hell is wrong with you? People done lost their mind. Cellulite. Yeah, it's a lot of cellulite. Hanging skin, still obese, cellulite, fat pockets. What the Listen, man. Listen, bro. Listen. Listen, if you have fat pockets, I don't know if she's talking about her bank account or if she mean fat pockets or her skin. Either way, you lost your damn mind. Let's keep it going. What else we got? What you didn't see before this was size 56. Hold up. What you didn't see before this was size 56 pants. First of all, I didn't even know pants go to 56. Where did you buy the size 56 pants? You need to be wearing number 56 on the damn offensive line. Because I don't care what the hell is going on. You have no business on this stage.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
Rocking myself out of bed, thoughts of suicide, extreme grief and shame, food addiction. That's not funny, right? The size 56 pants is funny. Listen, I understand you went through all that. You don't belong on a bodybuilding stage. Let's keep it going. What else we got? I'm going back to do it again. Watch me work. No, don't do it again.
Nope.
Stay your ass home. Get your Planet Fitness membership with your big back ass.
My back pregnant.
That's it. It's not your time. If you strive to do a bodybuilding competition, hey, amazing. I support it 1,000%. But right now ain't the time. They shouldn't even let her on the stage. Fuck be wrong with people, man. I'm really sick of this shit, man. If you don't belong there, you have no business being there. And these soft-ass judges and these soft-ass people running the damn show, y'all let that shit happen? Listen, all this feel-good shit is not resulting in anybody getting better. If she gets sad because she gets denied because her big cellulite jiggling cottage cheese can't get on the stage, then get some dog in you. Put some work in. You could work up to that. People lose hundreds of pounds and get on the bodybuilding stage. That's a smack in the face to them. I know people who lost hundreds of pounds and got on the bodybuilding stage. That's a smack in the face to them, bro. This shit is getting crazy, dog. All jokes aside, bro, this shit is crazy, man. Like, this type of shit is literally ruining our country, bro. And people don't realize it. People do not realize it, man. Where we at on these comments, man? God damn, y'all going crazy in the comments. I think we skipped that one. Yeah, we skipped that one. Jennifer said,
nope.
What the fuck? Why is right? Why is definitely right? Them kitten heels finna snap. They definitely finna snap. She needs to be single digit, be at least single digits, not 40 plus body fat percentage to be bodybuilder. And I think she's 50% body fat. She's more than 40% body fat for sure. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Summer shredding, more like summer melting. She's in the wrong arena. She need to be in the sumo wrestling arena. No muscle to bodybuild at all. That's Miss Alabama. Is it really? Because I know Miss Alabama was big.
Let him cook.
That shit was crazy. No. Yes, size 56 is insane. She built like a busted can of biscuits. Pillsbury Dough Girl built ass. She's still a size 56. Fuck she talking about?
Let him cook.
That's more than large. That's an XL. XXXXXXXXL. And she need to order an Uber XXXXXXXL. What size she wearing now? 54?
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
She full heavyweight. She lost her mind if she thinks she'd be able to even get third place. Oh, hell no, she ain't getting third place. That's not quite how that works. The show organizer will take her money. Yeah, that's true. DEI bodybuilding is crazy. You know what? Should I be a menace today? I'm not going to be a menace today. Yeah, see, DEI. Never mind. I'm not going to be a menace today. She's the comic relief. What category did they put her in? Because she's up there by herself. Marco. Wait, what? I'm late, but what the heavy hell is on my screen? Hey, Mike Hawkins, what the fuck? Mike Hawkins. What's up, Mike? Welcome to the show, Mike.
Welcome to the show.
Her heels got more support than I got my life. She got that 56 from Dang and Busters.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Dang and Busters. Hey, get this ninja spider mo out of here, man. Get this.
Strike three, you're out.
Get this ninja spider mo out of here, bro. She got more cottage cheese on her thighs in the grocery store.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
She built like a deflated balloon. Hey, yo. Thanks, Fifth. Buffy the Bus.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Playback gang. See you in the morning. Hey, appreciate you, Mike. Kyla Lundy said, Lord have mercy.
Damn.
She need a gym commitment as strong as that stage she's standing on. Tony, hey, what's good, Tony? Tony said, what in the world?
Damn.
You get her big back ass off my screen and off the stage, and I'm killing y'all today, and hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
We're cooked. White people, what the
hell?
I'm
not going to say what race, what people.
All right. So that's what a big back bodybuilder looks like. I guess so. I guess that's what it is. All right, listen, fat is a choice. Fat is a choice. And actually, I'm gonna save the rest, but fat is a choice. Let's see if fat is a choice.
It just comes with a lot more than making the choice to overeat or...
Being fat comes a lot more than with the choice. Well, comes with a lot more than just the choice of overeating. What else?
Not exercise.
Isn't fatness something that you can control?
That's what I thought.
Being fat isn't a choice. A lot of different factors play.
What are the factors?
A role in someone being fat and fatness, and fatness has a spectrum. And as you know, an African American woman myself.
What did she just say?
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
A what woman? Hold on. I don't think y'all heard that. Hold up.
And fatness has a spectrum. And as, you know, an African-American woman myself.
Hold up.
I'm not going to say what hold race, up. What people.
Hold up. Hold up. What the fuck is going on? What you not about to do? You are, hold up. Hold up. We're cooked. Hold up. It's one thing to be making these fat videos and going hard for fat people and staying fat. What you're not about to do is sit here and say you African American.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I've been black my whole life. That is not a black woman. All right. That hold up.
Role in someone being fat and fatness has a spectrum. And as you know, an African American woman myself, I understand that race comes with its own challenges and its own.
Listen, black people, y'all got to stop the victim Olympics. Black people got gold medal in victim Olympics.
Nope.
Y'all ain't about to blame this shit on being black. Because I know she probably never worked out in her life. She probably ain't even participated in recess, big back ass. She probably ain't even participate in PE, physical education class. She probably ain't walk up the steps at school. She probably got homeschooled. Because what the hell is this?
...of rules and things and what that we have to take into consideration. And it's not just an easy comparison. But being fat, it just comes with a lot more than making the choice to overeat or not exercise. And I think those are ingrained into the societal bias that I'm trying to fight.
Listen, we're cooked. We're cooked.
Oh,
listen.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Hold up. Look at the title. I didn't even peep this. Being fat is like being black or Asian. Listen, what y'all not about to do when y'all get fat and y'all going hard for this shit, y'all not about to be trans race. All right? We got enough. Never mind. I got to watch myself. What you not about to do, what you not about to do is be trans race.
Nope.
All right? stay on that side. That is a white woman. That is not a black woman. That is not an African-American woman.
Nope.
Unless you're from South Africa.
Nope.
Because there's some white people there.
Nope.
But a lot of them is British. A lot of them is European.
Nope.
All right. What you're not about to do is claim African-American. That is insane. Black people so fat that when other races get fat, they say they black.
Nope.
Black people so fat that when you gain 400 pounds, you automatically African-American. That's black people's fault that this shit is happening. They're going to tell me I'm not black.
You know, black people.
No, no.
That's fine. Say whatever you want. Indian Dolly said, hold on. African what exactly? Everything is on some sort of spectrum these days. There's no more common sense. We're cooked. I heard it clearly. She must be a what yellow? A high yellow. I don't think that's high yellow. I know enough high yellow people. That's not high yellow, man. That's not what you call it, Spider-Mo, a beige hippo. That's not a beige hippo, man. Stop the motherfucking cap.
Stop the cap.
Only thing African-American she has in her is the ninjas in her DM. She get a couple ninjas. She get clapped. Get them BBW teeth clapped by a couple ninjas. Now she African American. Yeah, I'm African American.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Yeah, I've been around enough ninjas since high school. I've only talked to ninjas my whole life. So now I'm African American.
I'm not gonna say Bill what Dash. Race, what people.
She said it's in her genetics. Apparently, she's African American. Who knew? Oh nah, baby, don't put that on us.
Nope.
Please don't. She identifies as African American. Yeah, she transraced.
Nope.
She switched her race. She's transracial. See? She might be part black, but she's still fat and still whining.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
She might be part black, but she's a whole fat.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco,
DeMarco. And that's a whole fact, bars. It's already enough of us. That's big back.
Big back activity.
Listen, I tell a joke, but I won't tell you a lie. If that ain't a fat collar, I don't know what is. She sounds racist. I got you.
Homophobia is rooted in racism.
It's the same woman that said this too.
The truth is fat phobia is the same deeply woman. Rooted in capitalism, racism, and misogyny. And it has nothing to do with someone's health.
Yeah. Victim Olympics. She trying to take black people on her fat train. Nope.
Nope.
Hell no. Remember, the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that add to obesity. It's not just overeating. Okay. Name the factors. Name all the factors that made someone obese without overeating and sedentary lifestyle. Name the factors. Show me the person that went to the gym consistently, ate healthy consistently, and they just got fat. They got fatter. They got the 400 pounds. Show me that person, and I'll shut the fuck up. I'll stop doing my podcast. But I'm not going to stop doing the podcast because you can't show me that. Bars. Oh, no, I took the Popeyes as our people's fucking up. But ain't no way Kathy Swole is black.
Let him cook.
Kathy Swole is crazy. When she had to do the PACE test for PE class in high school, she failed miserably. She definitely did. She's not an African-American woman. She's a multi-size American woman, and the diet don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
If she's black, she lost two races, her validation as an African-American, and not running at all.
DeMarco.
All facts. Her nose look kind of Afrocentric, but that's probably due to her diabetes glasses. Oh, my God. She pulled down I'm 3% Nigerian on my grandmother's side. Head ass. Trust me, she don't want these black people problems. They're gonna blame it on DEI. Hey yo. Brown Baldy is on the roll. She is a contact African American. Those dusty black dudes be clapping her BBW cheeks and making mac and cheese sounds. Hey yo. Chan, what up? I think she has an obese white husband. She had a boyfriend too, but I think he got arrested. Oh, sound like a ninja to me.
I'm not going to say what race, crazy. What people.
Get her big back ass off the screen. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. We killing y'all today, bro. Now this shit, that's crazy. That's great. Black people, we got to step it up. We got people claiming black because they fat. Who would have ever known I see some shit like that? Fry some chicken.
You go fry some chicken, you go.
Fried chicken ass behavior, man.
You go fry some chicken, you.
Crazy, man. Why so graphic, Wicked Scorpion? Why? Yeah, Wicked Scorpion got some issues, man. That's that Chicago shit. I'm not dusty. I just need a place to stay. Hey, yo, that's crazy. We got another video from her. I guess it's the same interview. I don't know. But she said there's a fat tax. Let's find out what the fat tax is.
World is not very accessible for fat people. If I want to go get a haircut, I can't just go to any salon or any place and walk in and know I'm going to.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It'd be good.
So what exactly are you trying to accomplish with this fat equality bill of rights?
Do I want fat people to be equal? I want us to be.
I want fat people to be equal. We are equal about 500 pounds.
Let him cook.
That's about the only equal, because I don't know what the hell are you talking about.
Treated equal in all rights. I don't want there to be a fat tax where we're paying more to access similar services.
You're paying more because you take up two seats on the plane. You're paying more because you got to order a Uber double XX, triple X, quadruple XL. That's why you're paying more. There's no fat discrimination. Y'all got to stop this shit.
I want us to be able to show up and access the same things as anybody else without needing accommodations.
You need accommodations because you're bigger than everybody.
The world is not very accessible for fat people. If
you want the world to be accessible, lose some damn weight. Access a gym membership. Access going to the grocery store. And not get them pushed around in the little automatic shopping cart thing. That's what you could do if you want change. But don't sit on your ass and not do nothing and talk about you want to be treated like everybody else. No, you eat different than everybody else, you get treated different than everybody else.
I want to go get a haircut. I can't just go to any salon or any place and walk in and know I'm going to be good. I have to do research and I have to make sure I check the weight capacities and is it going to fit? And then when I get there, am I going to be treated?
Man, shut that dumb shit up. Man, I'm sorry, man. This shit really starting to piss me off in America. We're entitled little fucking babies. Entitled little fucking babies, man. If you want to change some shit, do something about it. Stop sitting around bitching. All this fat shit out the window, man. Don't nobody give a fuck no more. Lizzo was the body positivity queen. She lost weight now. Y'all queen lost weight. All right? If you want to do Ozempic and Mounjaro and all that bullshit, I don't condone it. But if that's what you want to do, go ahead. But all this little coddling sympathy, that shit over with. Never mind. I'm cooling today. But y'all know when that shit started. I ain't gonna go into it. But it wasn't always a thing. It wasn't. That shit is a recent thing. For about the past 4 or 5 years, that shit over with now. There should be a fat tax for the super big backs.
Big back activity.
Fat people say anything, yes. What does she mean? Fat tax, like she doesn't want to pay extra for extra fries? Like she got to pay for two seats on a plane. So she's saying it's a fat tax. Shit like that. And she talking like she don't even plan on losing weight ever. She don't plan. Only thing she plan on doing is going to Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Only thing she planning is eating.
It gotta eat.
That's about the only plan she got.
It gotta eat.
Fat means fat ass truck. Hey, that's crazy. Sounds like all the reasons to lose weight. Yeah, I would think so. But how are people supposed to treat you better than you treat yourself? Exactly. She's comfortably uncomfortable with being entitled and XXXL. I think I stretched my iPhone screen to the Pro Max. Ain't no way they got fat reviews online for weight limits. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. She just made that shit up, all right? Hey, listen, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button, dog. All right, man. So, look. Y'all know I'm always updating y'all on Big Dank, on the Dank situation. Dank is the girl suing Lyft for not being able to fit in the car. This is what's crazy about that situation. You know you're cooked when fat people making fun of you. When fat people making jokes about it to other fat people. Let's check it out. Oh, let me give you all a warning.
No Diddy, you know.
Did I press? My bad. Let me give you all a warning.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
I didn't mean to press that button. My fault. But let's watch the video. My bad. I keep pressing the wrong button.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Recently, they rejected you from getting a, you know, a car service ride. Who? Then somebody
basically saying he looked like the girl that's suing Lyft.
Rejected you like a Lyft driver. You couldn't fit inside a car.
You must got the wrong documentary.
Nah, that's crazy. This is what they wanted to know. We want the tea.
Baby, I don't mean no harm. My car sitting out right outside. I get in and fit in just fine. And I drive comfortably. I ain't no shade against nobody because I wait.
Okay.
Nobody rejected me with Lyft. Scouts honor.
Hey, man. If people saying you look like Big Dank, it's time to get in the gym. If people saying you look like Big Dank who's suing Lyft, it's time to get in the gym, bro. It's time to change your life, and it's time to do something about it. That right there is ridiculous, bro. That is crazy, bro. What the fuck? He's saying that dude looks gender neutral.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Who keep pressing that button, man? You can't press that button. I'm going to get canceled, man. Y'all got to chill. Just barely fit. Are they brother and sister? Yes. They're both zesty. Yes. Both of them need to step in the gym. Yes. That room got smaller when they waddle in the room. Yes. If people say you look like a quarter dank, don't watch the podcast. A quarter dank, half dank. Little child was about to pull up. Little child was about to just pull off and cancel rides on fat motherfuckers because of dank. I'm telling you. Magic Johnson's son. Hey, yo.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Tragic Johnson. They do talk like they've been to a Diddy party.
No Diddy, you know. First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's past the course, man.
Bruh, y'all funny as hell. Heavyweight showdown. Bruh, y'all funny as shit, dog. Oh my God, bruh. This is the best fitness podcast out. A quarter dank is crazy, bruh. Oh man, hey. Fire episode tonight. Oh my God, yo. Quarter dank. Yeah. Oh man. Oh, hey, appreciate y'all, man. Hit the like button. That episode was fire, dog. That was a fire episode. Hit the like button. Follow my social media. Nice sketch by the DeZesty Twins. That's crazy. Quarter dank, half dank, whole dank. Hey. Follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. Hey, we gonna keep helping the people that want to help. We're going to make jokes with it. We're going to have some fun with it. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. But anyway, we'll be live again on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. Probably be here in the crib. Dolo by myself. If you quarter dank, you skinny out here, you got to get your weight up to a third dank. Hey, yo. If you get lit at Popeyes like it's Rosewood, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve, mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to turn up at Popeyes with Don Julio 1942, don't watch the podcast. If you want to run into the vending machine like a running back, don't watch the podcast. If you want to get on a bodybuilding stage with a whole bunch of cellulite and more cottage cheese than the cheese aisle at the grocery store, don't watch the podcast. And if you want to claim to be African-American because you 400, 500 pounds, don't watch the podcast. This is not the podcast for you. If you don't cook the Big Macs, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. If you blame your big backness on being a high yellow beige hippo, don't watch the podcast. Cancel me. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. So listen, man. Hit the like button. Appreciate y'all. If you shop at Dank Corner, don't watch the podcast. Dank of America. Shaw Dank Redemption. Danklin the Turtle. All right, I'm done. All right. Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We'll be live again here on the Best Fitness Podcast out. Hit the like button. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.